I became a part of the group that Ed McKill asked to have work with him on the curriculum for the degree, for the degree of marketing and design. You know about that?
I know a little bit about it, but I'm not sure there's really been a thorough historical record of much of that. So would you mind speaking about your experience?
Well, I will, and I won't, and here's why. Because I know a lot about it. But it's already almost 4 o'clock. How's your time?
Oh, my time is great. Yeah, I'm here to listen.
Okay. Then let me tell you what I know about it, because I was in on it from the beginning. Jackie is the one who got it organized. And I'm not sure how or why she organized it, but I do know that she and Ed McKill talked together about the fact that the University of North Texas was producing design students who knew next to nothing about business. Jackie was a designer. And Jackie knew that the designers that were circulating through the manufacturing industry were all coming out of the University of North Texas knowing nothing about business. And she and Ed McKill wanted to do something to correct that. And Ed McKill said, we need to work out a curriculum so that the designers understood business as well as design. And they decided that they needed a curriculum that covered marketing and business and design. And they called it a curriculum for marketing and design. And Jackie wanted me to be on the committee that developed what they called the curriculum for marketing and design. So if my memory serves me correctly, we went to Denton once a month for about a year or a year and a half and spent an afternoon a month working on the curriculum for marketing and design. Do you have a degree for marketing and design today?
No, there isn't one. I think part of that curriculum has gone through the merchandising program, and part of it is through the College of Visual Arts and Design and their fashion design program. And I think some of the courses for those two overlap to make sure that students in design are thinking about business, and then students in merchandising are thinking at least a little bit about the design.
Well, one of our objectives was, just as I described to you, that design students have the ability to understand business and not just design, because the design students were coming away with a great art mentality, but no mentality for business. And so we went back and forth one afternoon a month for about a year and a half working on that curriculum. And we had, to my knowledge, we had it all worked out. I don't know. And I don't even know if Ed McKill is still alive. He may be. The last I heard from Jackie or Nan is that one of them was still corresponding with Ed McKill.
I'll have to look into that. He would be an incredible person to speak with, but I definitely haven't heard people say that they've been in contact with him over the past few years. I'll look into that, Naomi.
Nan may know, but we spent a great deal of time working on that curriculum, and it made great sense to me. My background being in education gave me a great ability to make a contribution to that curriculum, and my background, of course, being business and education, I was well suited for that group, and we had a very constructive time together. And so I hope something came of it to the benefit of the university and the students.